Fracking in Pennsylvania continues to be discussed as a major factor in the presidential race between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump. From WHYY's climate desk, Susan Phillips tells us about one of the main talking points when it comes to fracking, jobs.
We've heard it in campaign ads, in debates, and we've even heard about it on network TV news. Here's Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman answering a question about fracking recently on NBC's Meet the Press.
Back in 2020, I said that that might be an issue, but it's not going to be a defining issue. And now in 2024, we're still trying to talk about fracking. And now
think carefully about this job number, 16,881. That's the number of people with direct jobs in the fracking industry in Pennsylvania in April. It's less than one half of 1% of the total jobs in the state. But during her interview with Fetterman, Meet the Press host Kristen Welker quoted a very different jobs number.
Well, we are talking about it because, of course, it supported 120,000 jobs back in 2022.
Fracking did not support 120,000 Pennsylvania jobs in 2022. Federal labor statistics say it was about 12,000. That larger number comes from an industry report that surveyed its own members, and included in that estimate are indirect jobs. For example, a factory job that makes drill parts. It also includes jobs that existed long before the shale gas boom. Economists say no industry supports 10 times the number of its direct jobs. Jeremy Weber is a professor at the University of Pittsburgh, specializing in energy and environmental policy.
That's a really big ratio. That is out of line with typical employment multipliers that are empirically estimated.
Weber says when economists look at jobs associated with an industry, it's rarely more than one or two times the direct jobs number, but definitely not 10 times that number. Fracking has come up because Trump says if elected, Harris will ban it. She says that's not true. And the fact is, a president can't ban fracking in Pennsylvania anyway. David Hess is a former head of the Department of Environmental Protection. Hess has been keeping a close watch on the claims made about fracking in Pennsylvania this election cycle. He still pores over inspection reports and environmental violations.
Well, I think this whole discussion about whether fracking should be banned or not is really a diversion by the industry and others from what they should be talking about, which is how can we do this safely so it doesn't have a negative impact on health and the environment?
Hess says environmental damage continues, including a recent 12,000-plus gallon fracking wastewater spill in Greene County and an exploding drinking water well in McCain County. For the Climate Desk, I'm Susan Phillips, WHYY News.